We're going to go right now to our feature. Let's take it away, gentlemen.
बहुत प्यार करते हैं तुमको सनम, बहुत प्यार करते हैं तुमको सनम, कसम चाहे ले लो, कसम चाहे ले लो, खुदा की कसम बहुत प्यार करते हैं तुमको सनम, बहुत प्यार करते हैं तुमको सनम। हमारी गजल है तसव्वुर तुम्हारा, तुम्हारे बिना अब न जीना गवारा, तुम्हें यूं ही चाहेंगे, तुम्हें यूं ही चाहेंगे, जब तक है दम बहुत प्यार करते हैं तुमको सनम, कसम चाहे ले लो, कसम चाहे ले लो, खुदा की कसम बहुत प्यार करते हैं। सागर के बाहों में मौजे हैं जितनी, हमको भी तुमसे मोहब्बत है उतनी, कि ये बेकरारी ना, कि ये बेकरारी ना अब होगी कम, बहुत प्यार करते हैं तुमको सनम, कसम चाहे ले लो, कसम चाहे ले लो, खुदा की कसम। हमें हर घड़ी आरज़ू है तुम्हारा, होती है कैसी सनम बेकरारी, खिलेंगे जो तुमको, मिलेंगे जो तुमको, बताएंगे हम बहुत प्यार करते हैं तुमको सनम, बहुत प्यार करते हैं तुमको सनम, कसम चाहे ले लो, कसम चाहे ले लो, खुदा की कसम बहुत प्यार करते हैं तुमको सनम, तुमको सनम, तुमको सनम।
This next ghazal has been sung in the Bollywood film industry as well, but originally sung by Ustad, the late Jagjit Singh, and a very popular ghazal with all generations.
Thank you. आकाश का सुन्नापन मेरे तन्हा मन में पायल छलकाती तुम आ जाओ जीवन में सांसें भी कर अपनी संगीत अमर कर दो सांसें भी कर अपनी संगीत अमर कर दो होठों से चुलो तो मेरा गीत अमर कर दो जग ने छीना मुझसे मुझे जो भी लगा प्यारा 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 जग ने छीना मुझसे मुझे जो भी लगा प्यारा सब जीता किए मुझसे मैं हर दम ही हारा तुम हार के दिल अपना मेरी जीत अमर कर दो तुम हार के दिल अपना मेरी जीत अमर कर दो होठों से छुलो तो मेरा गीत अमर कर दो मेरा गीत अमर कर दो मेरा गीत अमर कर दो
You're listening to Guzzles and Bollywood film music. We'll be getting to some of that Bollywood material in just a little bit, recorded live in our own Studio A. The musicians Pavan Kalasakam on tablas and vocalist and harmonium player Al-Nasir Kassam stuck around after laying down the tracks to talk some about this tradition of music, how it's played, where it comes from, and how it survives, indeed, right here in New Mexico. Let's go to that conversation right now.
This kind of music can't be found, and also these kind of instruments that we play cannot be found at musical stores. It is a very complex, very specific audience that accepts and understands this form of music, which is actually the music of nobility and goes back to the Mughal Empire.
Well, let's learn a little bit about the form. First of all, it's not ghazal, as I always thought. It's ghazal.
It's ghazal.
And the roots of it are in a poetic form, are in the spoken word rather than the sung word. We go back to Persia, to Mughal Empire.
To the Turkish Empire, 7th century. Ghazals are typically poems that are very vivid, sometimes complex, in-depth, in a sophisticated way to express the joys of love, the sorrows of separation, and even comparing one's beauty to nature's beauty. So it's a very, very elegant way of expressing feelings. In a poetic and musical form.
And the poetic form is very strict, so much so that the people now write English language poetry in what's called a ghazal form. It's following, it's like, it's not a sonnet form, it's couplets, something like that. However, where along the line does this make the transition to be a singer's form?
It became common with Kundanlal Saigal, who was the pioneer of ghazal singing. And that was early in the 20th century. Thereafter, there were many relevant ghazal singers, female ghazal singers, namely Begum Akhtar, who changed it a little bit and made it more semi-classical form of singing ghazals with different renditions of the ragas. After that came the great ghazal maestro, late ghazal maestro, Ustad Mehdi Hassan from Pakistan, a very, very popular singer there, also sang in the Pakistani movie industry. And he kind of made it more singing in the true sense of the melody, which is called the ragas. And he was very, very popular for a very long time. And after that, the most notable one was Ustad Jagjit Singh, the late Ustad Jagjit Singh, who actually introduced Western instruments to ghazal singing, including the guitar, the keyboards, the flute. I think the way we sang tonight was in the purest form of presentation with just the vocals, the harmonium, and the tabla, synchronizing that to give it a beautiful sound.
So if we were to go back to only 100 years ago, which is when this became a musical form, even more than a poetic form, this is very much what it would have sounded like instrument-wise?
Very much so.
Uh-huh.
Again, without any delusion of other instruments, that make it sound more like an orchestra. This is in the purest, very raw form. And it's very difficult to sing under those circumstances because you don't have any backup. Basically, it's you have to get it right.
This is a very popular ghazal. It's called Chupke Chupke Raat Din Aansu Bahana Yaad Aaye. And it is in a very distinct tabla taal, which is called Rupak. तुझसे मिलते ही वो कुछ बेबाक हो जाना मेरा, तुझसे मिलते ही वो कुछ बेबाक हो जाना मेरा, और तेरा दांतों में हो उंगली दबाना याद है, और तेरा दांतों में वो उंगली दबाना याद है, हमको हमको अब तक आशिकी का वो जमाना खींच लेना वो मेरा पर्दे का कोना दफ़तन, खींच लेना वो मेरा पर्दे का कोना दफ़तन, और दुपट्टे से तेरा वो मुँह छुपाना याद है, और दुपट्टे से तेरा वो मुँह छुपाना याद है, हमको अब तक आशिकी का वो समाना याद है, दोपहर की धूप में मेरे बुलाने के लिए, दोपहर की धूप में मेरे बुलाने के लिए, वो तेरा कोठे पे नंगे पांव आना याद है, वो तेरा कोठे पे नंगे पांव आना याद है, हमको अब तक आशिकी का वो जमाना
This is a very popular Indian Bollywood film song called Tujhme Rab Dikhta Hai Yara Main Kya Karu.
Tum hi to jannat meri, tu hi mera junoon, tum hi to mannat meri, तू ही रूह का सुकून, तू ही अखियों की ठंडक, तू ही दिल की है दस्तक, और कुछ ना जानू बस इतना ही जानू, तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं। तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं, सजदे सर झुकता है यारा मैं क्या करूं। तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं, सजदे सर झुकता है यारा मैं क्या करूं। कैसे है ये दूरी कैसी मजबूरी, मैंने नजरों से तुझे छूता, कभी तेरी खुशबू कभी तेरी बातें, बिन मांगे ये जहां पा लिया, तू ही दिल की है रौनक, तू ही जन्मों की दौलत, और कुछ ना जानू बस इतना ही जानू, तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं, सजदे सर झुकता है यारा मैं क्या करूं। छम छम आए मुझे तरसाए, तेरा साया छेड़ के चूमता, तू जो मुस्काए तू जो शर्माए, जैसे मेरा है खुदा झूमता, तू ही मेरी है बरकत, तू ही मेरी इबादत, और कुछ ना जानू बस इतना ही जानू, तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं, सजदे सर झुकता है यारा मैं क्या करूं, तुझ में रब दिखता है तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं, तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं।
What we're hearing, yes, 100 years old, stylistically, roots another 600 years or longer before that. But we're also hearing Bollywood movie music. Does this form just step over into the most popular musical form, cinema music on the planet? It just sort of walks over there?
Now, two very distinct forms of music. The ghazal, which is, again, presented in more expressive ways. And then you have your Bollywood, which is more lighthearted and a visual expression of all of the above. The Bollywood films industry actually is the largest in the world. And music in the Eastern culture is an integral part of everyday life, in fact, from weddings to social gatherings to films. Music, even if you go to temples, you will hear music there. So music is incorporated from within and it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So the Indian Bollywood musical style of singing, again, was influenced by more the cinematic form.
Now, Pavan, you are an immensely flexible musician. Here you are playing in this, we can't call it a sacred form, although I think in literary terms it is, because it's got these poetic roots. But you also play we heard you last week playing jazz music. How do you perceive these? Some people will say of a certain musical form, it's flexible from the beginning, so whatever you add to it, it still remains flamenco or whatever. How do you see some of the forms that you work in classical form as opposed to what it's like in the more fusion-y styles?
Yeah, I think Al, like I call Al Nazir, made a good point. I grew up in India where in most families, music is a way of life, where you start your day-to-day routine with the radio on. You go to school as a kid and sing songs before you begin your education. And before you conclude, you also sing a song, which could be interpreted as a prayer. But as a kid, you're just singing. It's music. So that's kind of what gave me the basis of becoming a musician. So when I had that kind of a environment and a training, it just became easy for me to follow along with musicians and follow the music in the musicians and not get distracted too much about the details sometimes, because like you say, devil's in the details. So why focus on that and just go after the music, which is universal. So that's kind of how I get by in some ways with some distinct art forms.
This next song is from the Bollywood era from the 1950s, very popular and melodious tune that has a bit of an upbeat tempo to it, and I'd like to present that to you next.
प्यास बुझी मेरी अखियन की घर आया हो घर आया मेरा परदेसी प्यास बुझी मेरी अखियन की बचपन की घर आया मेरा परदेसी याद है मेरी बचपन की घर आया मेरा परदेसी अब दिल छोड़ के मत जाना रोटी छोड़ के मत जाना। कसम तुझे हाय, कसम तुझे मेरी असवन की, घर आया मेरा परदेसी। कसम तुझे हाय, कसम तुझे मेरी असवन की, घर आया मेरा परदेसी। घर आया हो, घर आया मेरा परदेसी। प्यास बुझी मेरी अखियन की,
Our last item that we'd like to present to you is a very popular Bollywood film song called Chalte Chalte Mere Ye Geet Yaad Rakhna Kabhi Alvida Na Kahena. It has a very upbeat tempo.
चलते चलते मेरे ये गीत याद रखना, कभी अलविदा ना कहना, कभी अलविदा ना कहना। चलते चलते मेरे ये गीत याद रखना, कभी अलविदा ना कहना, अलविदा ना कहना। रोते हंसते बस यूं ही तुम गुनगुनाते रहना, कभी अलविदा ना कहना, अलविदा ना कहना। करते करते हम तुम कहीं खो जाएंगे, इन्हीं बहारों के आंचल में थक के सो जाएंगे। प्यार करते करते हम तुम कहीं खो जाएंगे, इन्हीं बहारों के आंचल में थक के सो जाएंगे। सपनों को फिर भी तुम यूं ही सजा के रहना, कभी अलविदा ना कहना, अलविदा ना कहना। प्यार करते करते हम तुम कहीं खो जाएंगे, इन्हीं बहारों के आंचल में थक के सो जाएंगे। सपनों को फिर भी तुम यूं ही सजा के रहना, कभी अलविदा ना कहना, कभी अलविदा ना कहना। चलते चलते मेरे ये ही याद रखना, कभी अलविदा ना कहना, हाँ अलविदा ना कहना। बिछड़ा हमें दिल भर, बिछड़ जाए कहीं हम मगर, और सुनी सी लगे तुम्हें जीवन की ये डगर। बिछड़ हमें दिलभर बिछड़ जाए कहीं हम मगर और सुनी सी लगे तुम्हें जीवन की ये डगर हम लौट आएंगे तुम यूं ही बुलाते रहना कभी अलविदा ना कहना कभी अलविदा ना कहना चलते चलते मेरे ये गीत याद रखना कभी अलविदा ना कहना अलविदा ना कहना कभी अलविदा ना कहना अलविदा ना कहना
You've been listening to live performance from Studio A, Roman Garcia, Behind the Console, Al-Nasir Qassam on vocals and harmonium, Pavan Kalasikam on tablas, not two, but three individual drums.